Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Ventures Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. And let's get the show started today. And we're going to talk about preparing to buy your home in 2022.
Today's show is all about getting you prepared as possible to purchase a house, whether it's your first house or your next house, in 2022.
Gear up, home shoppers, because this is super crucial.
Yes.
Super crucial, because I've been working with clients for the longest time. It's all the way back to 2019. I got one client. We just simply can't get the right home under contract.
Like, he's been house shopping since 2019.
He's been house shopping since 2019.
It's a long time to be house shopping.
He'll come back to me, obviously. But the problem is, he just gets so turned off because the market and the family and the people just feeding him information, they're looking for this tragic collapse and crash. And we don't really know what's going to happen, to tell you the truth.
We don't know what's going to happen.
But off of what Forbes, they predicted 16% increase.
Right.
16%.
And all I know at the end of the day is I want to own real estate. I don't care what the market's looking like. I want to own some sort of real estate. And if, you know, whatever the market does, I can hold it and wait. You know, there's so many things you can do with it. You can, you know, rent it, sell it, whatever you want, wait to sell. There's options. Mm-hmm. And there is just so much value in being a homeowner of any kind.
And I'm the type of guy that seizes an opportunity. I want to seize an opportunity. Yeah. And if you're a first time home buyer, there's opportunity out there, whether you believe it or not. Don't let mom and pa, your aunt and uncle, somebody hold you back due to a seed that they planted in your head. And if this is a real goal of yours, you're either going to be hot or cold. That's it. You're going to be hot or cold. And if you're hot, you're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
You're going to scrounge up the closing costs, because right now, closing costs, they're just not being paid for.
No.
They're just not. Sellers are not paying your closing costs. That's just the reality of it, because there's so much else competing out there. Now, there are some deals you can go outside of a listed home, which we could help you find as well if you're a buyer. So not every option is out if it's not listed.
Right.
And we're happy to help you on that buyer side, representing you in that contract, being a for sale with a for sale by owner or a different deal.
Right.
Okay. So there's always an option. And that's what I mean. We need to seek out those opportunities.
I like that. All right. So first off, we can't start off a show like this one without just briefly touching on this, because I know everybody always wants to know, what is the market doing right now, and what are some just quick predictions for 2022, just in a couple, you know, sentences based off of what we are seeing and hearing as real estate professionals. You
want
to go
first? You want my opinion?
Yes.
It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. Yeah. The feds have told us, there may be a little increase in interest rate, but it's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
1% or even 0.5%, it will probably be the max. And this is looking out, I believe, all the way out 2024. I think we will see a true change probably 2024, 2025. I think we are going to have such a steady market. And the reason it's going to become more steady, I believe, slowly over time, I think we're balancing out. I think the COVID, the pandemic, those type of things, that's behind us. And now we're at a true market where it's true inventory based off of the amount of buyers that are out there.
Yeah.
Not from fear buying, not from somebody just saying, I'm moving because of my job. This is a reality for a lot of clients and buyers that are even first time home buyers. And this is becoming a real possibility for them. And it's not because of a pandemic or the COVID anymore. This is reality.
Right. Things are definitely shifting a little bit back to a more normal normalcy in the real estate market, for sure.
It's supply and demand.
Yes.
Yeah, it still comes down to very few houses and a lot of people wanting to buy them.
Yes, and we still have low interest rates. But I have a quote from loanlimit.com. So they say, predictions aren't something you want to bank on, of course, you know, when it comes to buying or selling real estate. I agree with that one.
Yeah.
But The bottom line is that home prices will probably continue to rise in most U.S. cities well into 2022. Mortgage rates could go up as well, according to some recent forecasts. From an inventory and competition standpoint, 2022 could be a good year to buy a home.
And I'm going to reflect on those clients, though, that were told to quit home shopping.
Yeah.
And now look at them now. They can't even afford the homes anymore.
They were told to quit home shopping back in like 2019.
Yeah. Look at what happened in 2020.
And if they would have bought in 2019, they'd be sitting on some equity and they could sell and make money right now.
So that's the hard question, though. What advice do you go with?
You can't predict that, but the way I see it is rent is going up too. So if your only other option is paying a huge amount for rent somewhere, which is going to be going up as well, then wouldn't you rather be owning your home, building equity, having that, you know, built-in forced piggy bank that is like the best thing you could do, in my opinion. So that's just what I think.
And here's another opinion, though.
What?
Since there are a lot of home buyers out there.
What?
The millennials. The millennials. We're going to do a show, actually. I just made up my mind in studio. We're going to do a millennial episode on home buyers in the millennial, even home sellers.
I like it.
In that millennial age category. Because if we look at the data, if we look at the numbers, they have surpassed the baby boomers. That is the most amount of home shoppers out there globally right now is that generation, which we are part of. And we can connect with them. And that's why I think it'd be a really good show for us to explain why maybe this has happened or get into that category. Because usually it's going to be 30 to, 37-year-olds?
You know what? I wish somebody had sat down with me back in those days. Because I bought a rental early. And I rented it, but I sold it. And then I bought another one, and then I sold it, and then I never did it again.
Okay.
And if somebody had just explained to me, Warren, instead of selling those rentals, just cash out and reinvest, and I could have had a kingdom going right now. It would be just incredible what could have happened over the years if you just use your head and get started,
right?
And just keep using the equity that you build up to keep going and going and going.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's a great point.
So much sense.
And the people that are in that category right now are the millennials.
Over the next 20, 30 years, what they could grow and what they could do is just amazing.
Yeah. Right. So we're going to help you guys out.
Yes. All right. So I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Ryan Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We're going to be back in a few moments talking more about preparing to buy your home in 2022.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And we're going to continue our conversation about preparing to buy your home in 2022.
What are the biggest misconceptions people have about buying a home? I have a good one. So I would say a big one we see right now is, so home buyers sometimes will expect, they say they have a list of, you know, five boxes they want checked off in their house. And, you know, in this market, even if you're in a pretty good price range, you're lucky if two or three of those are checked off. And so I think you need to, it's good, of course, to set some standards and like have an idea of what it is that you do want in a house. Maybe a certain, you want it to be in a certain side of town, you want, you know, a certain size yard, you want a certain size kitchen or, you know, a garage, whatever those things are for you. But just know that you will most likely have to be a little bit flexible, and don't expect all five to be checked off. Be willing to be bendable, or you might be home shopping until 2025, and who knows where prices will be then, and interest rates.
That's a good point, though.
It's true. I mean, wouldn't you say, what is there another misconception you have about home buying that you see people have?
Well, there's a lot of misconceptions, and a lot of it comes down to the property values. They're like, is this worth this much?
It's worth what someone is willing to pay for at that given time.
That is such a good quote, Mariah.
Who decides what it's worth? I mean, a house was worth $6,000, like Warren was saying back, you know, however long ago.
Yeah,
like,
that was a long time ago.
It's worth what someone's willing to pay for. So that's the truth.
What's a ready, willing, and able buyer going to pay for this home? Okay.
Yes, and that's what it's worth.
Well, think about what that.
Okay, there's an appraisal value. Whatever.
Yeah. Think about what that $6,000 house is worth now today. Because I would say I bought that house in like 1970.
Wow.
1970.
That's crazy.
Yummy.
And you were talking about, you were saying instead of selling it, you could have taken money out of it and purchased more instead of selling it to buy more, which is have a little, we'll talk a little bit.
Yeah, it was all backwards, but nobody explained that to me.
we'll talk a little bit about home equity at the very end of the show and what you can do with it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the next question or tip or whatever for home buying in 2021 is the big question, should I buy a house now or should I wait? And I think there's no right answer for everyone. Everyone's circumstance is different. I think at the end of the day, if you can, one, you got to talk to a lender. If you can afford a mortgage payment and a down payment and closing costs, whatever else you need for your particular loan, if you can afford that for a house that you're comfortable in and it's going to make sense and be less or the same or similar to your rent, then yes, you should buy. If you're not, then don't buy. It's kind of like simple, right?
Here's a great idea, too. When it comes to that question, I'm going to repeat it. Should I buy a house now or should I wait?
What are you waiting for?
Well, here's the deal. Are you asking 10 other people this? We need to have good counsel.
Yeah.
We need to really have good counsel we ask this question.
That's true.
Because not the average person would say, yeah, let's go out and home shop right now.
Yeah.
We're historically at the highest sales price in history. You got to be crazy if you're out there home shopping, some people would say. But if you're looking at it as a possibility mindset, like I always said, there's possibilities in any opportunity you create and seize. And it's up to you to make that choice.
And there's risk to you to buying, but there's also risk to not buying. And so I think it all, you know, every decision you make, there's pros and cons. And it, yeah, like you said, who are you asking?
Your
think
counsel.
It's huge. Yeah.
Have great counsel.
If you don't want to end up like them financially, then don't ask them about financial questions like buying a house.
So good.
Okay. So next we have, this is a good one. Are we seeing a lot of issues with appraisals in this market? What do you want to tell buyers right now, like that they should expect? I haven't seen that in a while, surprisingly, even with prices going up.
I haven't
seen an issue.
And it's kind of weird to say we haven't been because
I know, I'm always surprised, but we're really not.
I mean, if I'm an appraiser, it's hard to do my job even because like I said, some people, that's a real issue in buying in this market. How could you justify paying this much for this home? This three bed, two bath, 1,100 square foot home. How could you pay this much? Well, an appraiser, they can't go off of that. They got to go off of the comparable, the condition, all those factors weigh into something, right?
Even if there's been no houses sold in that area for a while that looked like that.
Right.
Yes.
It can be really tricky finding comps. In a market where there's such low inventory, it can be hard to find things to compare.
Exactly. But luckily for you as a buyer, that's in your best interest.
Yeah.
There's a reason we're getting these appraisal values. You're making sure the home is what it's worth your offer.
Right. What is one mistake you should avoid before you start your home purchase?
Avoid?
Not talking to a lender.
Yes.
You got to get your finances in line. I know we say this all the time, but that's so crucial, is you got to just talk to them and know and have a... otherwise, you're really just... throwing a dart in the dark. Like, you're not actually...
Oh, let's see where it goes.
You don't know.
You
really
serious.
Can't look at anything, or, you know, it's really just kind of a fantasy at that point. You're not serious that nothing's going to happen. You got to get that in
line. Would you even talk to somebody that hasn't done that?
Well, of course I'm going to talk to you, but then I'm going to direct you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take you under my wing, and then we're going to get you the right house, and we're going to connect you with our team, and that's why it's really important to be working with a professional.
Yeah. We'll talk to you, but we won't show you houses if you haven't done that.
I guess that's what I meant.
Yes, we won't show you anything. Okay, I'm not sure I want to buy a new construction or not yet, but I am just curious, before getting into the process, how does a new construction sale differ from a regular residential transaction? Well, okay, there's a few different ways to purchase a new construction. So it's going to look different if you're buying a home that's in a new construction community that has a sales center. That's going to differ from if you're buying a home just from a builder that they built and it's on the MLS that's not in a new construction community, if that makes sense, versus if you're buying a home that's resale, like not new construction.
In my experience, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, contracts.
Contracts, yeah. You're going to want to bring your agent. A question I get a lot is, if I'm going to look at a new construction community, can I have my agent represent me? Yes, you're going to want your agent representing you, not just whoever's in the sales center that doesn't work for you.
Let the sales center sell the home. Yeah, let you as the buyer purchase the home.
And another thing that I have come across recently with home buyers who are trying to purchase in a new construction community is really make sure your agent checks the regulations of the community before you purchase it, because this is one we just found. I had some buyers who their intention of purchasing this home was to make it an Airbnb, and it would have made a great Airbnb being in this new construction community. However, we found out on their CC&Rs, they don't allow that. And a lot of these communities have different rules. So you want to check. Sometimes there's more regulations with things like that with new construction communities.
Could you imagine the no-no that could have been?
Oh, that like, would suck.
Like, oh, terrible. Man, I just purchased this home, but I didn't do my due diligence and read all the CC&Rs that were sent to me the first week of this acceptance of an offer.
Yeah, that's a
do
big
your
deal.
Due diligence as a buyer as well.
But, you know, I wonder how many people will just go into the office and negotiate on their own for their home in a community like that and not really understand how much they missed if they'd had their real estate rep with them representing them.
Definitely.
I just hadn't even thought about that.
It happens every month.
Oh, yeah. I know it does.
Yeah,
that's crazy, but what a great tip. All right, you're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we get back, we're going to continue talking about preparing to buy your home in 2022.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can get in touch with them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about preparing to buy your home in 2022.
Okay, so continuing along with these questions that are commonly asked by first-time buyers, is another one is, what are some of the pros and cons of purchasing a new home versus a not new home, like a new construction versus an older home? I mean, okay, looking at it from like our perspective, when we were house shopping not too long ago, we looked at a good amount of new constructions. Mm-hmm. I liked all of them because they were pretty and new, and you didn't like them because in our area, at least, it's very hard to find a new construction with any amount of yard. It's like the lot sizes are just getting smaller and smaller if you want to be like in the town in Salem. And so that's one con, is it can be difficult to find a yard size. And another con is you're just not going to have the character of an older home. You know, these newer homes are just very... A lot of them, not all of them, are very cookie cutter. But a pro is you can move on in, and older homes come with, not always, but usually a lot of surprises. And so it's, I think it's a lot of personal preference, what you prefer, what you have the money for, what you have the time for, what your price range is, and a lot of factors come into play. What do you think?
And also what I keep looking at, though, what made it sound doable to me at the time was, look at the prices, how we can compare a new construction to a used home. They were almost comparable, honestly. Yeah. And that was something that I really liked, because if I can buy a new construction almost for the same price as a resale, man, I'm getting a lot more for my buck, honestly. Yeah. And you're going to get a lot more appreciation over the years because, look, you're not going to have to do all the updates. You're not going to have to replace the water heater, the furnace, the AC, re-roof it, re-side.
Right.
You know, there comes with a good cost when you're in a market like this. But if you're a seller, that's good for you on a resale. You're still making a lot of money.
Right. Okay. What is the best piece of advice you'd give home buyers about the mortgage side of things? I think I would say that just because you bank at a big bank or you like your bank doesn't mean they're the best option to go with loan-wise. I think a common misconception by home buyers is that the best option for them is to get their loan from the bank that they're at. They think because they bank there, they're going to get the best rates or whatever. And from my experience with home buyers, I like the lenders that are not with banks because they're a lot more flexible from what I found. They don't have as many restrictions like these big banks do.
And what I found is there's always a different type of lender for each scenario. So there's like a bare land lender, there's a new construction lender, there's a VA home loan lender, you know, so it always goes down to what position are you in that best fits your need. And that is part why you always want to speak to a professional, because I can bring my team into your transaction and give you who's going to best work for you, because that's the end of the day. That's what I want. I want a successful transaction that makes my client happy, because if those aren't happening, those referrals aren't coming in for Mariah and I. Mm. And that is key 101 to our business. We want to create a referral-based business.
That's one of the things I like is you can, a lot of these mortgage companies, they have websites where you can put in your information and they can come back and give you bids. So it's not like you can just, you have to go to just one. You can go to three or four of them and see what they can do for you.
And I think there's nothing wrong with that, shopping some interest rates. So, okay, so I wanted to take just a minute to chat about, like we mentioned earlier in the show, home equity and some things you can do with it, because I just think homeownership has so many amazing benefits and this is just one of them. So,
if you don't own a home yet, listen to this. This
is
super important.
Perks. So three ways that having home equity can affect your life. And equity, real quick, if you're not familiar with the term, is the difference between what you owe on your mortgage and what your home is currently with. So say you owe $150,000 on your mortgage and your home is worth $200,000, you have $50,000 of equity in your home. So one thing you can do is, you know, say you are experiencing a financial hardship and some unforeseen circumstance comes up in your life and you don't have the savings for it, you can use your home equity. Another thing is you can use the money to start a business and, you know, reinvest it into something that you can potentially make money from. Another thing is you can invest in your child or loved one's future. That's something we see a lot from home sellers, is they took money out of their home to pay for their children's college, which I don't know that I would do that personally, but I think everyone's situation's different. And if that's what's best for your family, your home equity is there and you
can
do
that.
You know, you can do it. You can do that. And then a bonus one I had to throw in is you can take that home equity, like we talked about earlier, and invest in more real estate to create more cash flow. So
I call him the godfather for me. He lives in California. He taught me a lot just sitting in a conversation. I'm serious. He lives in California near Malibu, and I call him the godfather. He had a radio show.
He had
a radio show just like us, but he was all about financing and lending, and he had everybody on him. And he is super big about rolling your current investment into something else, whether, like, I love what you said, it's for another business or for another purchase or for another investment property. And the reason this is so key, guys, you're never going to appreciate this more until you actually own the home. And it makes me so excited, is when you're able to do a takeout home loan and you can roll that money into something else. And it's not actually coming out of your own bank account that you currently have, maybe at Wells Fargo, and it only has $10,000 in it. You can actually put $50,000 down that came out of the home you currently live in. And it's so exciting for me to say that, but also for me to perform that and do that. And I've seen how enlightening that is, though, and how de-stressifying that is. Seriously, it's out of a property you don't even have to live there that long anymore.
It gives you options, and that is such an amazing thing. Look at these
sales growths. 19% over the last year, guys. 19 to 20%. This is insane. Okay, the average home, what is it going for in Salem, Mariah?
I believe it's about $430,000 right now.
$430,000.
Well, that's South Salem, so a little less overall.
I just remember doing a tour of homes with houses at $100,000 years ago. Just crazy.
What are you going to do?
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.